Friday night, or should I say early Saturday morning, I don't know, I think it was like around 2 o'clock in the morning. My wife gets a phone call, and it's from our evangelist brother Ulysses, who was part-time at that time. And then he wants to talk to me, and he said, because I had told him, I said, hey, unless like our church gets blown up or something like that, I said, don't contact me. I don't want to know about people threatening me online. I don't need to know about people saying they're gonna do things to my family and I was like, just keep that stuff to yourself. Just trash those emails, unless like the church gets wrong. And I was like joking about it. And so he
He's a
told me, he
prophet.
said, hey, you didn't want me to,
Yeah.
he's a prophet, yeah. And I told him, I said, look, or he said, you told me not to call you unless the church gets bombed, so I'm just calling you because the church got bombed.
Oh, man.
And I said,
That
what? He's like, yeah, I'm at the building right now. And basically what happened was his wife was just up in the middle of the night, and she's just kind of going through her phone. And I think like she looked at the security cameras or something like that. And we had just put security cameras the week before, because I told him, I said, we need to put security cameras just in case something happens. And they were offline. So then he's like, what in the world? So then he goes, and then he finds out that, it got bombed. And of course the fire department's there, and then the FBI came, and then I had to come. And, they basically placed an explosive inside they put graffiti all over the walls, and then they broke out one of the windows, hoping to throw a bomb all the way inside the building. But because the windows were kind of gated, they couldn't fit one, so they put it almost like on the window sill, and it blew up the wall along with like the inside of the ceiling. And so then that happened, and then they were looking for like a second bomb and whatnot. And but we have the people on camera, so the FBI came, and then they questioned us and whatnot. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, this is crazy. I can't believe this just happened. And I think I text Pastor Anderson or something like that, like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just said, like, our church got bombed. Like, because I was communicating with them throughout the week. And I was just kind of, pouring out my heart, just telling them, like, hey, I'm not gonna quit. I'm not planning on quitting. I'm not gonna throw in the towel or anything like that. But I'm just letting you know, like, I need to tell someone that this is really hard because, they're threatening my family and they're doing all these things. And so I feel like it's taking a toll on me. But and I told him, I was like, I'm not telling you this because I'm telling you that, like, I need you to come help me, or I can't preach, I can't pastor anymore. I'm just saying, like, I just need to tell someone this. And so, he gave me some words of encouragement, because of course Pastor Anderson's been through that multiple times. And so we're just communicating back and forth, and then I told him that, and I think he just responded with like, wow, sorry. And then
Well, what do you
and
say though?
so
I
you know
mean,
and then,
that's such a
exactly.
horrible text to get. You're just kind of like, oh man, like I don't even know what words to, outside of just giving scripture or something, like I don't even know what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, we ended up talking on the phone, and he basically told me, he said, well, this is what you signed up for when you became a pastor. And I said, no, this is what I signed up for when I became a Christian, I guess. Because, this is what it's all
Yeah,
about.
there you go.
And
Kind of have a
so
mentality. Yeah.
I ended up going home, and I told my wife, I said, I'm gonna go to sleep because I'm tired. Just take messages, and I'll figure out what we're gonna do in a couple hours. So I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and I said, well, we need to find a place to meet because we're still gonna meet. And so we found a location, and we met under a tabernacle for a couple weeks, and it was great. I mean, it was an awesome experience, to be quite honest. But obviously during that time, it was very difficult, and even weeks after that, because weeks after that, they stole our vehicle, my vehicle, from my house. They camped out in front of my house, and a bunch of other stuff took place. But, during that time, it was very, very stressful. It was very difficult. But looking back, I mean, I wouldn't have, if I can go back, and if I had the chance to go back and say, and change something, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I would do it exactly the same way because of the fact that it helped our church. It strengthened our church. It endeared the hearts of their church members one to another. And I wasn't the only one who was persecuted. I mean, our church members till this day are still being persecuted from family members. You know, they were persecuted by the sodomites. A lot of the sodomites went after the jobs of the people in our church and tried to get them fired from their jobs, and you know, even try to get them expelled from like private schools that their children were attending. Evil. They would contact the principals, and just a lot of wicked stuff. And they would threaten them and dox their address and post their address online, you know, things of that nature. But it strengthened our church. So, you know, when Michael Johnson says, hey, the hedge of protection has been removed and God is judging me, well, that's funny because God blessed us with more church members, more salvations, you know.
More baptisms. Church members, I mean, y'all baptize people like
more
crazy.
More baptisms. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, this is a pretty cool judgment if that's what it is, you know. And well, so, and I mean, I'm thankful for that type of judgment.
You know, I want the listener at home to realize, you know, we're kind of laughing at all this now and kind of almost seeming happy, but it's not like we think that it's cool to bomb church buildings. It's not like we think that this is awesome or we want buildings to be burned or we want people to harass us or any of that kind of stuff, because, you know, from a Christian perspective, we shouldn't desire for evil. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to pray that we wouldn't be delivered to evil, and we're supposed to pray that we're not entered into temptation. And so we certainly don't ask for it. You know, the Bible says I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. So, you know, we definitely want to be peaceful in the community. It's these sodomites and these God-hating atheists that want to attack us. But when you look at it from hindsight, all you can do is just what the Bible said, because in Matthew chapter 5, the Bible says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So when the Bible talks about being persecuted or being reviled or people doing evil unto you, the literal commandment of God is to rejoice and be exceeding glad. So if someone's mad at us for laughing or enjoying reliving these experiences, you know, they're the ones that are not right with God, because the right attitude in hindsight is to, you know, have joy and to just see how the Lord works in mysterious ways. But obviously at the time, you know, when I first heard, I wasn't laughing or joyful or anything like that. I was very grieved. I was very upset to hear that your church was going through that. And I know that.
Well, I remember, like you said, I remember you
Christians
called
are affected.
I remember you called me and I was at home and you were like vexed. I remember you calling me and telling me like, I need to send security to your house. What can I do? Can I send police over there? Can I send security over there? And you're like calling people like in Montebello and trying to get people to come and like watch over us. And I was so mentally and emotionally drained. I was just like, thank you. You know what I mean? Do whatever you can. Like, I can't really even think of what we need to do. But it was taxing. It was a very taxing situation.